Hi, good morning, everyone. Has it been a good morning? Did everyone have breakfast? You got some energy? You had a good night's sleep? Yeah? Kind of. Did you have a bad dream? Oh no, that's not good. Anyway, well, we're gonna talk about that later. So here's our story for today. So how many of you know stories of children in the Bible? Okay, who's one of the children that you know in the Bible? Do you know? You don't? You guys heard something last week. How do I know? Because I wasn't here last week, but I got on the internet. It's a wonderful thing when you're looking for stuff. And I heard Peter's story last week. What was he telling you about last week? Do you remember? You guys even got a little something to take. To share. What was it? Some bread and some fish? And who had that bread and fish? Right? A child, right? And so here's some other children that are in the Bible. How many of you know the story of Isaac and Ishmael? Yeah? Who's the baby that was in the river in a basket? Who's that?
Moses,
right? That's another child. And we know the story of Moses from when he was a baby up until he grew and became a man, and all the things, the wonderful things that he did with God's guidance, right? God guided him in his life. How many of you know the story of David and Joseph, right? So those are all people that we know the stories of them from when they were children, and they were special children, just like every single one of you is special. God works in your life, and if you listen to him, he'll guide you through to do some great things. And were the stories of these people, were they always perfect? No, not really. But you know, God still guided them through their life. And just like they could do wonderful things, you can do wonderful things too. So somebody mentioned Jesus, right? Jesus was a baby that we know his story in the Bible. And Jesus did some wonderful, wonderful things. And we are all here now, here in church, learning about all the things that Jesus did in his life. And he shows us by his example how we're supposed to live our life, right? And so when I was thinking about what to talk about, it's amazing how many times I've heard just already this morning about children in our call to worship this morning. I don't know if anyone was paying attention, but there's a verse or a phrase that says, "From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger." How awesome is that? So I knew I was on the right track today when I was going to talk about the great things that you guys can do in your life. And I've also found a couple of other scriptures in Psalms. I wrote it down. 112, 1 to 4. It says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. His children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns from the upright." And then in Psalm 127, 3 to 5, it says, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him." I never thought my children were a reward. What a great way to look at all of you as a reward. "Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." I have three quivers, and they're pretty special. They will not put to shame when be put to shame. They will not put to shame when they can contend with their enemies in the gate. So, what I want you guys to think about, because what is coming up pretty soon, towards the end of the year, with regards to Jesus? What do we celebrate? Christmas. Okay. And each one of you can do some special things. So I had heard a story about, I wish I could take credit for this, but I can't, but I had read a story about a family who had a special box under their tree. Nobody knew what it was, who it was for, or what was in it. So last year, I started this tradition in my family. And so in here, you can hear there's some things in here, right? So on Christmas Day, my family gets to find out the wonderful things that I've done this year to benefit other people. And it has no name attached to it. It's just other people. And so last year they got to find out what I did. I sent seeds to people in Africa so they could grow plants. And I sent mosquito nets to people in countries that there's malaria so that they could put those over the places that they sleep and they wouldn't get bit. But do I have a name for that gift, for the gift or the person that received that gift? No, it was just a gift. So I want you guys to think about ways that you can give gifts to other people. And maybe just jot them down on a little piece of paper, and then when it comes Christmas time, you can share with your families the different things that you've done. So one of the things could be, maybe if mommy needs help putting the laundry away, you can put the laundry away and write a little note and said, I helped mommy with the laundry. That would go big. Or I took out the trash and didn't have to tell, nobody had to tell me. Or I played with my little sister and I wasn't angry about that. So there's lots of ways you guys can be a blessing. Just like all the ways that the other children in the Bible that we know about were a blessing to others, okay? So before we take our collection up, I want you guys to stand and we're gonna say a prayer. And don't forget there's two sides of the church, okay? So we need people over here, we need people over there, we need people right down the middle, okay? So let's stand and say a prayer real quick. All right? Come on, Michael, let's stand. You can hold my hand, come on. Okay, no thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all of these children. We know that in their lives they will be a blessing to many, just like the children that we know in the Bible. Bless their families, their parents, and keep each one of them safe and healthy and just how you want them to be so they can touch the world. In Jesus' name we pray all of these things. Amen.